You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking the time. 14 minutes and 30 seconds of your day today to join me as we together are trekking through the New Testament verse by verse. We're in the book of Romans right now, and I'm grateful you've taken the time to follow along with us here. And I want to say greetings and God bless to everyone following on the podcast and listeners, brothers and sisters in the faith from around the world that are downloading this program for personally from me and from all of us here in Central Florida. We say to all of you friends, God bless. We love you, brothers and sisters. We look forward to meeting with you someday. And from all of us here in Florida, we just want to say that we love you. God bless you. And God bless your walk with God. And may the Lord Jesus Christ always strengthen you with all that you do. Some people I know listen to this in countries that people would get in a lot of trouble if people knew that they were listening to this program, because this program, especially what we're looking at here now, is a book on how to be free. And a lot of people out there, they don't want you to be free. They want you to be slaves and in bondage to slavery. And ultimately, you see, there's a spiritual look for everything, and that's where the real truth is. And without Jesus Christ, you are in bondage. Us here in America that pride themselves on being free, without Jesus Christ, you're in bondage and you're serving sin. I hear it so many times when I'm reading. I read comments people make on articles, and I'm shocked. I'm dumbfounded that people don't want to come to Jesus Christ. They don't want to receive Him. They don't want salvation. They don't want eternal life. Why? Because they read there's slavery in the Bible. Well, friend, you're a slave right now. You're a slave to sin. You can't stop. You are in slavery right now without Jesus Christ. And the great thing we're going to discover in this book is that Jesus Christ will set you free from the power of sin, and He'll do it today. We're going to learn in this book here that all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. We're going to learn in this book here, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. This is the greatest piece of literature ever written, the book of Romans. It'll set you free. I think there's more people here in bondage in this country than there is some of my brothers out here listening to this program in countries that you'll be in big trouble for listening to this. So I would say to those that are in another country, pray for us here in this country, friends, because we've lost it here. We're in need of the missionaries now. We're in the book of Romans. We just started this new study here. We left off yesterday looking at what the true meaning of church is. It means to be called out of, or the called out ones. I remember the old movie with Tony Curtis and Sidney Poitier called The Defiant Ones, 1953. Two prisoners that escape jail or a chain gang. Well, guess what? You and me are the called out ones. We've been called out. Called out of what? Sin and the slavery of sin. This is why you can't be a sinner and be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ. You can be a saint that sins and be a member of the Church of Christ, the Church of Jesus Christ, but you can't be a practicing sinner and be a member of it, because there are no practicing sinners in the Church of Jesus Christ, those that are truly in the invisible church, because he's called us out of that. There's various texts to read of all the people that are going to be excluded into the kingdom, and it's practicing sinners. Paul said himself, do not be deceived. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? And then there's a long list. The Apostle John, in the very end of history, tells us in chapter 21 that there's a whole bunch of people, including even the fearful, the cowards, won't have a part in the kingdom. The drug users, pharmakia, and all liars will have their part in the lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone. So if you are a practicing liar, don't even talk about the kingdom of God. You have a bigger problem than that, friend. You need to be born again. And when you're born again, you'll no longer be a slave of sin, but you will be a slave of righteousness. Slave of righteousness. Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, and they will be filled. And then you will willingly bow the knee to the Son of God who set you free, who gave you peace, who delivered you from all your sins, who obliterated by his blood all of your sins and redeemed you out of the slave market and set you free. And then you, like all these other people here in the Bible, will call him Lord, like I do, and call him Lord. Like everyone who wrote these books, Paul, a bondservant, we see in the very first verse, doulos meant slave. Read James chapter 1, verse 1. James, a slave of Jesus Christ. James's brother, Jude, a slave of Jesus Christ and brother of James. Peter, a slave of Jesus Christ. These people were slaves, bondservants. They served the Lord. This is where we're at here. We're in Romans chapter 1. Paul, a servant or a bondservant, a doulos of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. That's called by him. He wasn't called in a church meeting. He wasn't called at a camp meeting. He was called by the Lord, because the only kind of apostle was one who was A, called by the Lord, and B, knew the color of Jesus' eyes, C, saw him with his own eyes, with their own eyes, after he was raised up from the dead. And they lived horrible, miserable lives, and they were crucified upside down, and they died penniless, poor, naked, and in shame. You can read that in 1 Corinthians. Most despicable people in the world were apostles. That's what Paul wrote. Verse 2, separated of the gospel, which he had promised before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, meaning the Old Testament. The Old Testament talked about this, that the time is coming. The very first gospel is called the Proto-Evangelium. I think that's Latin. All the way back in Genesis chapter 3, when God said to Satan, the devil, the time is coming when someone's going to come and he's going to put the hurt on you and he's going to crush your head. That is the first mention of a gospel. Sin is now in the world and the promise is coming, that someday someone's going to come and he's going to put an end to all this sin. And he's going to crush your head. You're going to bruise his heel, but he's going to crush your head. Now, that's the Esposito paraphrase, but that's all the way back to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. The very first mention of the gospel, it goes all the way back to Genesis. Numbers chapter 24, verse 15, a pagan prophet gets up and says, I see a star coming up out of Jacob. I see him, but he's not near. He's far off in the distance. Micah the prophet saw it too. He says, out of you, Bethlehem, will come forth one whose goings forth are from eternity, even from everlasting. There's the promise. that when the deliverer comes, he's not going to have a beginning. His beginning is from everlasting, and he's going to be from Bethlehem. Zechariah the prophet says he's coming to you lowly, riding on a donkey. Oh, the Old Testament screams Jesus Christ and the Messiah. So it was promised before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Isaiah chapter 53, read that. The suffering servant. Read about the coming of the Messiah in the Old Testament. Verse 3, now concerning his son Jesus Christ, who was made according to David, according to the flesh. Let me get out my new King James here now. Now concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. I love that, the Spirit of holiness. You know, you hear about it all the time, the Spirit used in a bad way. Oh, the spirit of this, the spirit of drunkenness, or this person has the spirit of this or a spirit of that. Well, guess what Christians have, friend? They've got the Spirit of holiness on the inside of you. The Spirit of holiness. It's the Spirit inside of you. The Holy Spirit and the side inside of you keeps you from sin. That makes you and inspires you to love what God loves, to hate what God hates. You don't have the spirit of drunkenness, the spirit of adultery, the spirit of this or some other half-baked spirit. You've got the Spirit of holiness living on the inside of you. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The Spirit of holiness. Peter commands us, be ye holy as I am holy. Peter wrote, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You've got inside of you not the spirit of nonsense. You've got the spirit of holiness. That is, if you're a Christian, a drunken spirit makes you want to what? Makes you want to drink. A sexual spirit is addicted to what? A gambling spirit is addicted to what? A spirit of holiness? It's Jesus Christ on the inside of you, by golly, transforming you day by day into the image of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of holiness lives on the inside of you. That is, if you're a believer, that's why Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruits. If you're a Christian, you have the Spirit of holiness on the inside of you. And I'll be able to tell whether or not you're a Christian by loving what God loves, by hating what God hates. Is that you today? Do you love what God loves? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Well, that's about it for our introduction here into Romans. Concerning his son, Jesus Christ our Lord, born of the seed of David, according to the flesh, that is, he's a descendant of David through his mother, and he's declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. We'll wrap it up right there again for today. Again, fasten your seatbelts, friend. We're in for a great power-packed series here through the book of Romans. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD.